Blog Talk Radio.
Minute and a half, because I know after a minute and a half, you know, everybody, if the opening song's too long, everybody drops off. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Blue Shirt Banner Radio. Eddie, how are you?
Oh, I'm on top of the world! Come on! Rangers are rocking and rolling! Yeah!
great week of hockey. Hey, look, you know, I said it last night. Another non-pretty win. But you know what? I'll take it. And they got 4 points against the Islanders and Devils. That last year's team, I guarantee you, they get two at best. You know damn well they laid down again one of those games.
Yeah. And, no, it was great. You know, yeah, they did get outplayed in two periods of that game, gave up a lot of shots. But they, you know, they're a third-period team. God, I can't believe I'm actually saying that. They win a whole lot of different ways. You know, they'll get outplayed, maybe you could say. But you know what? That's why they were paying our goaltender $6 million. To play like a $6 million goalie, and he played like it last night. He played it like the majority of his career. Brodeur is an aging fossil, and he played like it, and we win. That's the way it's supposed to go.
Got a nice knuckle puck goal under his somebody said it went under his tusk. I forget whose goal that was. It just kind of flubbed. Maybe that was Boyle's goal. Just kind of flubbed in, and I said it went under his fat flap, but tusk is good too.
Yeah, that, especially that first period, he looked about as out of it as I've seen him look, like not on his game. And this was the first game, really, that the Devils had a chance to practice with Lemaire, and he kind of implemented his kind of style, and it showed. They played a decent game, the Devil Dogs, but the Rangers just come at you, and they just, you know, they shoot. Like Boyle, he gets the puck, and boom, he shoots. So you got to be ready, and I think he's surprising a lot of guys because they're like, they're thinking of the Brian Boyle of last year, and, you know, these goaltenders maybe be, you know, not expecting that, but he gets a shot off, and, yeah, he gets a goal. You know, it was great. I love the points. I keep the fact that they keep adding 2 points to the ledger, and I really sincerely feel about this as I go on a little bit about it, that as the season progresses and a lot of teams fall by the wayside as far as maybe their playoff hopes, the Rangers' work ethic will win a lot more games down the stretch. Because we've always seen the Rangers get their act together like the last 20 games, 15 games, and you know, then they pretty much, you know, run the gambit and then are, you know, don't have much for the playoffs if they do make it. So I'm confident in this Ranger team. Again, if you are one of these people that that is still hung up on, you know, being a sad sack about the team, you're a lunatic. Be happy right now. It's the holiday. It's a new year. Rangers are playing well. It's a team we're proud of, Jimmy. But
absolutely.
Still I hear in the press, I read Newsday, I read this, and bad, bad. Jim Schmiedeberg has a rant about something, even in the best of days.
Oh, you want me to go into it now? Oh, I was gonna save it for a little while.
No, you do it at your leisure.
Well, I wanted let's go back real quick. The three games since the last time we were with you guys. They had the Tampa Bay game Thursday night, which was the shootout loss. And Eddie and I are no fans of the shootout, but man, that was an exciting shootout. You had a little bit of everything in that shootout. Derek Stepan with that incredible stop and start and going sideways with the puck. I mean, he had a little bit of everything in that. And I guess it was Ryan Malone. It was the final nail in the coffin
right.
in that shootout. And, you know, it was funny. I'm sitting there and I'm watching this shootout, and you know, it's Simone Gagné comes up and Hank stops him, and I'm thinking, okay, you know, and then maybe St. Louis or something, and he stops him, and I'm thinking, okay, now we got to be getting to the lesser half of their roster, and then here's Le Cavalier, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, when are the snipers going to stop, and we start getting to the Marek Maliks, you know, when do we start getting to the Jason Strudwicks in his lineup? But man, they just kept coming, but that was a great shootout. I still don't think it's the way to come up with a winner, but at least it was exciting. You know, 11 rounds, that was fun to watch, even though it didn't end well for the Rangers. It was a lot of fun to watch.
Oh, yeah. And as I remember, in that shootout, Tampa went with some odd guys in the beginning, and I was like, oh, boy, is it going to go with Victor Hedman in the first
Yeah, he was
three?
Their second shooter, wasn't he?
Yeah. I mean, he's a defenseman. I know he's got a lot of talent. He really hasn't proven himself to be an offensive juggernaut yet in NHL in his second year. And didn't they go with Gagné, I think, too? Which, all right, I could see. But when you got Vinny LeCavalier, Stamkos, who I think went third, right? LeCavalier and Vinny and Martin St. Louis, who I think is one of the best players in the league, one of the most underrated players in the league. I would love to have him. It was a disappointing loss, but you want to talk about how we feel about this skills competition. Last night during the Islanders Pittsburgh game, right?
The Super Bowl champion Islanders, the Publishers Clearinghouse Islanders, the Olympic gold medal
winning
Islanders.
That was a little ridiculous.
The Powerball winning Islanders? Gee, what a celebration. My God. I mean, you'd have thought Christ himself was coming out on the ice with them. DiPietro getting tackled. He's lucky he didn't break his hip.
He's a moron.
He is a moron. And that stupid faux hawk. What do they call that? The faux hawk? What a douche. Somebody had a game thread last night. DiPietro's got a faux hawk. His douche meter just went through the roof.
Well, I wasn't going to talk about that, but that's right on there, that faux hawk. And did you see the save he made on Malkin, and then he charged Malkin with the puck? Like, it was really ridiculous. And Malkin took a shot from outside the faceoff circle, glove save that just basically landed in DiPietro's glove, and he starts to skate out to the faceoff circle and show him the puck. That was
Malkin handed him his lunch in the shootout.
Yeah. Oh boy, you jerk.
DiPietro's still looking for that puck.
So it goes to the show. This is the amusing part. First of all, I'm going to say something I thought I never would say. Jigs McDonald did the game, all right? Now, Jigs McDonald is the voice of, I don't know, death for me, you know, because it brings back all those, you know, around the...
Sports Channel.
Right, Sports Channel. But you know what? I like when he announces the game, because I hear all the players' names. You know how I'm a stickle for this. I want to know who's got the puck, who's shooting. He's more on the ball than Sam Rosen is, that's for sure, and even Howie Rose. But so they go to the shootout, And Butch Gore goes, well, the Islanders are short of a point, and do a shootout. And McDonald goes, no, we're going to a skills competition. No, it's a shootout, Jigs. You know, the powers that be have decided that it's a shootout. He goes, no, it's a skills competition. I was like, wow, Jigs is getting saucy in his old age. He's now just rebelling against everybody. I love it.
I have to be honest with you. When I was watching that, now we were in the game thread and we were all talking at the end, and I didn't switch over to the Islander game right away, but then the guys in the thread were talking about it, so I flipped over. And I'm listening to the game, and I'm like, that sounds like Jigs McDonald. And I'm like, it can't be Jigs McDonald. He's dead. He died years ago. I had to Google Jigs. I had to Google Jigs McDonald to see if he was still alive. And then I asked somebody, I said, is that Jigs? And they're like, yeah, that's Jigs McDonald. I'm like, Jesus, the hell they dig him up. Good for him, though, getting out there doing the game. And Butch Goring, you're still a moron. Franz Nielsen has the best backhand in the game. Come on, Franz Nielsen. Did you hear that? Did you hear that propaganda? Good Lord. Right from the chairman.
Well, he had Micheletti drinking that on the juice the other night when we were talking about that Andy McDonald. Andy McDonald is growing into one of the better defensemen in the league. What?
He's great. He's great.
What?
I'm on the phone building a brand new team, and I'm yelling, get me Andy McDonald or get me death. Don't give me Seabrook. Don't give me Mark Stahl. You get me Andy McDonald to watch the cups pile up.
Yes, I don't want Tyler Myers or any of these young great defensemen. I want Andy McDonald straight from the island. Heisman's already made his presence with a quip. Stephen Hawking is more verbally sure than Sam.
You get me Andy McDonald on the blue line and Franz Nielsen with the backhand, and we're going all the way, baby.
What are they doing? They're smoking crack over there. I think they're smoking crack, Jim.
Must be. I don't know.
Anyway.
But
enough of that. The honor crap. And then last night, you want to break down again last night. I thought they played good. Now, I've been watching your boy Gilroy. I know Gilroy was one of your picks to be a surprise this season. I think we were all surprised it took him 64 games to score, which he did. He got two goals. And he did okay last night, except he made a horrible pass up the middle. He got right out of the Delzato playbook.
Yeah.
He did hit the crossbar. I was watching him. I was giving the, looking him over. And just to go on him a little bit, I saw John Tortorella was interviewed by the media and was speaking about Gilroy and Delzato. And he says with Delzato, it's not a question of his defense, which a lot of us have been talking about. He says he doesn't like the fact that Delzato, first of all, doesn't learn from his mistakes. He does the same things, bad things. So maybe that does speak to his defense a little. But with the passing, he wants him to make that first pass, but the little pass, and then possibly head up ice to receive another pass. Not always looking down there, always looking for the home run, which we've been saying since the beginning, that he's always looking for that stretch pass up the middle. They want him to do simpler plays than trying to, instead of going for the home run all the time. And I couldn't agree with him more. And apparently they've told him, they've showed him film, and he keeps repeating the same mistakes. So they're sitting him out. Now, I know he had a groin problem. They had a problem with his groins, which hopefully we'll get to later. He had some cortisone shot last night and didn't play. And of course, Sam already, and Michael Delzato is a healthy scratch. And I'm like, no, he's not. I mean, I read it. Somebody tweeted, I don't know if it was Zippe or whatever, that he was out because he was a little problem with the groinage, and they felt it better that he could get a cortisone shot. So they want him to simplify his game.
I saw that quote. Tortorella on Delzato. He needs to turn the 60-foot pass into the 15-foot pass. I'm thinking, now where have I heard that before? You've been saying it for 6 months.
Ranger fans, we see what goes on. We're watching the games night in. He's always trying at home. And they even want him to, like, do that 15-foot pass and then he himself head up the ice and do a little give-and-go action because he can add that. He's a good skater, you know. And Roy, you know, as they say that defensively they're pretty happy with him. You know, it's just a fact, his confidence. If he gets his confidence going, you know, he's a skater, you know. But I still didn't see it too much last night, him playing the power play. Dan Girardi on a power play. I know Girardi scores every time I'm at the game, but I wasn't at the game last night. So, I don't
Gilroy against the Islanders, I mean, he was everywhere. In that game, I mean, he was all over the ice, and he almost got the hat trick. He just missed on a goal late in the game. He had a shot, and I think the puck bounced over his stick or something like that. I mean, that's, you know, I said on the recap, that's the Matt Gilroy we've been waiting for. But I really hope he can pick it up, because otherwise he's going to be somewhere else next year. But I still think he's got a lot of talent, and hopefully if he gets his confidence level up, you know, we'll see some more of that, and you know, maybe he'll stick around for a while. But yeah, why not? Why aren't they using him on the power play? Throw him out there.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what's the worst that can happen? The power play doesn't score. They're doing that. Fastest 2 or 4 minutes in hockey, with 4 minutes last night with Arnot.
Not complain. I'm not complaining.
About it.
All right. I mean, you know, listen.
All right,
you,
I won't
didn't get it. You know, this is a happy, joyous Rocket Eve.
I know.
I am drinking tequila, and I'm teasing all the girls. Happy. That's some country song my father used to sing. Drinking tequila, teasing all the girls. What the
Tequila makes Paulie D's clothes come off.
Really?
That's what I hear.
I gotta say, Paulie D is giving us a shout out. We love you too in the Paulie D radio show. No, you're the best.
No, you are. Good show the other night, Paulie. I'm sorry I couldn't be there for the whole thing, but I did catch it on the potty, as they say. Not on the potty, cool. But the podcast.
Oh, that's what the hip kids are saying now, the potty.
Apparently. Well, hey, you know, look, wherever you listen, I guess it's good. Anyway.
Yeah, really?
So, you guys,
Chris
Kreider scored for USA. That's good. What's the score of that game?
4-0.
4-0. Good deal. So, let's see. What do we got? Talked about get into a little more about the Devils game in a couple of minutes. That Islander game, I know we took special joy in that one. Nothing like they came out kind of flat in that game, which I was kind of surprised at after a couple of days off. And they always seem to have trouble at least early in the game matching the Islanders' intensity, and I don't know why that is, but they picked it up when it counted, and the goals just kept on coming. That was a fun game to watch. Usually those Islander games are nail biters. We don't usually get a laugher against them like I told you the other night. That was a fun one.
Yeah, and once again, you know, they didn't come out well, and Rollison was playing out of his mind. I mean, he kept them in that game and made some fabulous saves. Fabulous. I'm using Sam Rosen.
Fabulous.
Fabulous. And he made a fantastic series of saves. And I got to tell you, Henrik gave up those first two goals, Jimmy. Eddie wasn't happy.
No, they were softies.
And I don't want to take it. There were a couple softies, and I did utter something. I said, "What the hell are you doing, you Swedish meatball?" I mean, I lost it. I mean, against the Islanders, and maybe this is just me, but really, I want that win so bad. I don't, even the Devils, even over the Devils, I don't know why. It's just old wounds will never heal. That game is like the Stanley Cup for me, and they better blow them out, and they did, and I laughed. You should have seen the grin I had after every goal went in. I was like, oh, you suck. Oh.
Hello?
Hello? I can hear you now.
Now you can. Okay, you can hear me. Question is, can they hear us out there?
They can hear us now. That noise is gone.
Now they can hear us. Feedback back. I don't know who they're getting feedback from. I can hear you just fine. Now they're saying they can hear. Some people are saying they can hear. Some people are saying they can't hear. Refresh the page.
Yeah, okay, they can hear. Right. I think it's a wire on your end.
Well, I'm on. I don't know. I don't know. I'm all hooked up.
Well, we're back. And,
thanks again.
I was so excited that I had to step away from the mic there for a couple minutes and take care of myself. The win that we were talking about.
Very nice.
All right, we're good now. We're back and let's get back on the rails, so to speak.
I don't remember where we were.
We were talking about the Islanders.
Yeah, the
Islanders. Rollerson was playing good and blah, blah, blah. And you know what it is? I think High C left the chat room, and that's what went crazy. It's the ghost of Manja. So anyway, I thought they played well, and every time you could stomp the Islanders out and embarrass them, which they did. And this was something, maybe you guys could help me out on this. Somewhere in between those games, the Islanders traded James Wisniewski to Montreal. What did Montreal give up for that?
I think a conditional fifth round pick.
In next year's draft?
I think so. Who's giving up a second round pick for Wisniewski?
Well, he's somewhat overpaid, but he is. They're having problems with their power play, and they just have so impatient in Montreal. Now, they'll sit that kid Subban over, have him try to work it out. I don't know. I know it's a salary dump for the Islanders, and actually anything the Islanders do is a dump. But I missed that completely. He's got some offensive skills. I mean, you know, but still, give it a break. Anyway, I hope this hasn't shooken you, my friend, this little technical difficulty, because I know the Okay, you're fine. All right.
I was munching on my pizza while you were talking.
Oh, keep eating pizza.
No,
I'm fine. And I will continue. You know me, I could talk, you know.
Well, I could take, we got two phone calls. We're going to take a phone call.
Is the high C calling yet or what?
He has not.
Let me get my, Charlie Osby Fumanti, call Vicky. Tell him to call in.
Yep. Baba All Bowie, right. Come on.
All right.
Let's bring on a call real quick.
All right.
No Knicks talk. I'll blow you up, kid. From here to kingdom come. What's going on, Robbie?
Good. How you guys doing?
Doing pretty good, Robbie. How are you?
I'm
Merry
good. You guys
Christmas
have
and Happy New Year to you, Robbie.
Christmas? Yeah, Merry Christmas to you, too. Just to tell you, I got those tickets, and let me tell you something. I don't know if I can go to any more. They're so expensive. You know how much the Flyers tickets were?
How much?
There were 50. I'm in section 416, row G, seats 10 and 9, and there were 50 apiece through StubHub. And I got obstructive view seats. Unbelievable. Luckily, they're playing well, so I was like, okay, I'll spend. My dad said, you know, we'll spend them. But I love the Rangers. They'll always be a part of me in my life forever. I love the team, but there's limits. I mean, $50. I know it's down the stretch, but that's pretty tough. And then I got the Canadiens game. I'm in 402, row B, seats 5 and 6 for that. Those were $44 apiece, and they're expensive. But, you know, it's the Garden. They're doing well, so I can't complain. So I got those two games. So I already made plans to meet up with Ava and Jackie in the first game. So if anyone else wants to meet me, that's good. So looking forward to both of those games.
Listen to Robbie. Robbie's doing appearances.
Yeah, I like it.
Nice. He's going to be appearing at the Blarney Stone.
Yeah, good. But the reason why I went to the Flyers game is because, like I said, it's one day before my birthday, and I've never seen the Rangers play the Flyers. So, but that should be a good game. But I'm telling you, I'm very happy with this team right now. They're playing very well, and I also liked it how Gilroy from Smithtown, the Long Island kid, scoring against the Long Island team. I thought that was pretty good. That was pretty good. What?
Oh, so that's a good story. You know, the local kid gets two goals against his, people in his area and everything. Yeah, it was good. It was a good night for Gilroy.
That's the thing from, he was playing. That's how he was in the beginning of last year, and then he just died down. I don't know what happened to him, and he just picked up the first game. Let's hopefully he didn't continue. But, looking good.
So
when
is this Flyers game you're going to again? I forgot.
February 20th, and I'm in section 416. I'm behind them at the horrible seats, but I was like, you know, I'll just get them. And I'm probably going to get two more, but it's just, I don't know. I just hope that don't any Flyers. Go on, Daddy. I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying you could always kind of, if you don't like your seats, kind of move down if you see. But although the Flyer game should be well attended. I'll try to get out to that game. I'd like to hang out with you guys.
That'd be good. I'll meet you. But pretty good.
Okay.
They're looking pretty good. I just, you know, and one thing that got me mad to change the subject is, why are the Penguins in the Winter Classic again? Why?
That's who the NHL wants to market, Robbie.
Yeah, but
what can we do?
Yeah, but the Rangers in New York. We should be at Citi Field. Yankee Stadium is off the pinstripe ball.
In fairness to the league, and I hate to be fair to the league, but you know, the Rangers didn't look real marketable last season, Robbie. I mean, they were hard. I mean, let's face it, they were a bad team. They weren't fun to watch. There was nothing exciting about them. You know, they got two superstars on that team. And, you know, I would say your chances of seeing them in the Winter Classic next year would be much better.
Yeah,
but it's
true.
Not going to be played. It's not going to be played at Citi Field. From what I read, the NHL insiders in the NHL said there's almost zero chance of that game being played at Citi Field. The NHL is trying to steer away from baseball stadiums and focus on football stadiums. So your best bet would be it'd probably be at the Meadowlands.
Well, I have season tickets for the Jets, but the thing is, though, that's not New York, that's Jersey. And plus, the Devils are probably hosting. They don't want the Devils. They want, like, you know, a team that has, like, actually gets fans and gets attention.
It's not Jersey. You know? It's New York. It's New York. It doesn't matter. It's 7 miles from Madison Square Garden. The fact that it's in New Jersey is point. That's an argument that went away a long time ago. They're playing a Super Bowl there, Robbie. They could play the Winter Classic there.
I know. But at the same time, I just hate the fact that
it's in East Rutherford. Nobody's going to show up.
No, I'd rather have it be in the city, though. The actual New York City.
What he's saying. I see what Robbie's saying.
Where are you going to play it, Robbie?
City Field. That'll be good. That'll be good for me. I get to snow on the door. I get to see the Mets play there. I get to see the Rangers play there. That'll be good for me. I get to see two of my four favorite sports teams play there.
What the NHL is looking, they want the big numbers. They don't want, 60,000. They want, the 90,000, the 100,000.
And come
you're
to
right.
Think of it, go on, sorry.
No, I was going to say, it's Crosby. I mean, that's Crosby and Ovechkin. That's why they have it. And me and Jim were talking before the show. Well, tell them about your Jan Stasny thing.
Yeah, that's true. But the fact Crosby's already been there. He was in the first one with the Sabres, and he got that game-winning goal. I'm not sure if he got the game-winning goal, but in that shootout, why do we have to have Crosby in again? I want to see Gavrik and Lundqvist. Well, what are you going to do? It should be good.
What
I'll
about
watch
Paul
it.
Stasny? Jim had a point about Paul Stasny. He talked to me before. Say, Paul, Jim, could you tell me about Paul? God, I called him Jan before.
That wasn't me.
It wasn't you? We talking about Stasny and his 20-game point scoring streak he had last year, and you heard nothing about it. And,
no.
Wasn't.
Somebody did bring that up on Blue Shirt Banner, but it wasn't me.
Oh, okay.
Maybe that's where you read it.
This is where he had that point streak all last year. There wasn't a mention about it. I think it was 5C actually before I went on the show. And but when Crosby has it, it's all over the place. You don't even know about the good guys. In the Western Conference, there's so many good players. No one's ever heard of Louis Erickson or Bobby Ryan or it's just so many guys.
Getzlaff
that get so.
Robbie, are you waiting on a train?
Hello?
What was that?
Oh no, that's just my car. I just have to go in there and get some.
It's Crosby, Ovechkin to the death, and we're going to have to, until Buttman gets ousted, we're going to have to deal with this Penguins nonsense and this Washington Capitals nonsense. But, I want it. I want Rangers original six.
That would be Rangers Canadians. That would be good.
Rangers Leafs, Rangers Detroit, Rangers Chicago, Rangers Bruins, Rangers Flyers.
But the only thing is, though, I like to see teams. Go on.
No, I was just going to say, if you got the Ranger and Flyer fans together in Jersey?
I still maintain, and I know most everyone disagrees with me, but I still maintain that the Winter Classic should be a doubleheader, and one game every year should be an original six matchup. And then the other game, whoever you want. You could have Rangers and Leafs early in the day in New York or Toronto, and then later in the day you could have Colorado and whoever, the Kings, the Oilers, wherever. I mean, I think it's an opportunity for the NHL to kind of take ownership of New Year's Day.
That would be good. Yeah.
Well, they want to make it.
Most people argue that then you kind of water it down a little bit, but.
Well, that's what the thing is. I mean, this is my argument to that is the NHL wants to make this their Super Bowl, and it's in the winter because, hockey is a winter sport. The place will be snowing. It'll be hockey. It's their Super Bowl, the atmosphere. In June, nobody's watching hockey. It's even though we are, but the rest of the world right now with a lot of teams not making the NFL playoffs, people are starting to tune out of their teams, getting ready for the playoffs. The long football season's over. This is going to be the only thing that's going to be on really of interest, and the focus is there. NBC is flexible. I think if TV wise, they're not going to show two games, and I think to get this Super Bowl kind of atmosphere is what they're striving for. But, hey, listen, I love hockey. Let's play two. I'm like the Ernie Banks of hockey. Let's play two.
Well, you know, and the way to combat that is you just I don't know. You always make sure that you know involve another Canadian team if you have to. You know, if you play a second game at a doubleheader, you know, you play Edmonton and Colorado or something out, you know, outdoors or I don't. It can be done. I think it would be fun to have two games and have a whole day of outdoor hockey. And does anybody know? Last I heard yesterday was that it's supposed to rain pretty heavily in Pittsburgh and could throw a monkey wrench into the whole thing. Is that still the forecast for Pittsburgh?
That'd be pretty bad.
That's what I heard last was it was going to rain and it may be the start time may be pushed back into the when it gets dark after it may get dark. So I don't you know have they ever played under the lights? In one of these classic games, or the Heritage Classic, or any of them, I don't think so.
When they first did this, who was it? Edmonton and.
Well, they played the Heritage Classic, which was 2003.
Yeah.
That was at night, wasn't it?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know. Anyway.
Imagine trying to flag down a puck at night with the light. He's off at the light.
Robbie.
He's having a fight. Eat your Brussels sprouts, Robbie.
We'll talk to you next week, Robbie. His family, they're having their annual holiday fight at the Giambardo residence. Now, right now, Robbie's yelling, "Mom, you got me blown up!" He's a good guy. Let's see. We have we got another call on the line. The Great High C has not called in yet,
okay.
But we do have another call.
All right,
it's all right. We'll have a little build up for the Great High C. The longer we would, the anticipation. Let's see, I believe, Newman, is that you?
Hello, Jim.
What's going on? How are you, buddy?
Hello, John.
Happy New Year.
How are you, John?
Jim, Eddie, how are you?
Happy New Year to you, John.
How are you?
Here, John, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. In the spirit of the holidays, since you have asked for this before, I'm going to start over. All right, let's bring out our next caller to Blue Shirt Banner Radio. There you go. Good evening, Newman.
Good evening, Jim. Good evening, Eddie. How are you?
Good evening, John. Hello, John.
Hello, Newman.
How are you?
What's on your mind?
Not the Knicks. I'll tell you that now.
Thank you. Next.
So how about that game the other night? How about that game last night?
What'd you think? Give us your take.
What was your take?
It was a beautiful game. With any word on the status on Christensen?
Oh, yes. Dale
with the knee injury?
Well, yeah, they called Weiss up. Last I heard on Christensen was it's a sprain.
Nothing torn, nothing broken?
Not that we know of.
I'm glad to see Dale Weiss brought up. He fits right in. And I love the fact that Tortorella, I can see that Tortorella is in love with two Rangers. I mean, not love, but he really, you could see it on his face and he can't even hide it. It's Derek Stepan and Matt Zuccarello. When he talks about those two guys, he is just so glowing about those two guys. I'll be surprised if Zuccarello gets set down again. It could happen. I mean, once Prosper comes back and some, you know. But he loves Derek Stepan. And listen, what's not to love? The guy's playing fantastic. So, John, I think you should stock up on that Stepan memorabilia while you can get it at a cheap price. Because
I have. What are you kidding me? I have plenty of bucks and autographs on Stepan. Are you kidding me?
All right. Listen, oh, boy. Listen, I'm just trying to.
I wouldn't want. You don't have to dip into the pot van fund for any of that stuff, do you?
Nah, it was all free, my friend, free before the game.
Nice. By the way, I coined a new, you know, we like to come up with new terms here on Blue Shirt Banner and the radio. You know, we came up with, well, there was the one A-R-I-S-T-H, Arist, which was assuming Redden is sent to Hartford. Then we came up with Presbyterians. And today I coined the Dale Weiss hat trick, which is getting in a fight, having a goal disallowed, and a malfunctioning Gatorade bottle.
Wow.
That's the Dale Weiss hat trick.
Right. Well, I still think Artie did something there. Artie's a sneaky guy. He's quiet and sneaky. You got to watch those Russians.
Jim, I got one question for you, then I'll let you guys go.
All right.
What's the record for somebody being sent down and recalled from the minors in a year?
Well, Todd White's close.
How many
That's
times?
That's why I'm asking. How many times? What's the record? If they do keep records of this?
Well, I don't know. It's an interesting question. I'll tell you what, Matt Zaba and Chad Johnson probably are near the top last year when they kept getting shuttled back and forth. But I'm assuming at this point we've seen the last of Todd White.
I would hope so, because Zuccarello is playing his heart out. He should have had that goal last night against Brodeur.
Yeah, and
He's playing well. Tortorella took him off the Gabrick line. He didn't like the way he was getting pushed around, I think was kind of what he said. And, you know, he put Dubinsky back up there with Gabrick. And look, you know, it's a process with him. You know, I sound like Tortorella now, but, you know, he's a small guy, and they got to find ice time and matchups for him.
Right. I like the line that he was on with Gabrick last night. That was a great line with him and Zuccarello.
Yeah, he didn't. It didn't click early on, and Tortorella abandoned it, of course. But you know, it's still, he looks good. He looks good. I mean, he's so small, but he's so crafty. So,
did you hear last night that they were comparing him to Martin Tan San Luis?
Not yet.
That's the obvious comparison because of their size. I mean, who are they going to compare him to? Rick Tocchet?
No, Theo Fleury.
I don't think he'd be ever as gritty as Theo Fleury. I don't know. I'm trying to think of a small short sniper. Maybe some guys in the chat room can think of it.
Eddie Johnstone.
No, he'll never be able to mix it up like Eddie Johnstone.
You said a short sniper. Eddie had his sniper days. He was a 30-goal guy.
That was a different era.
Yeah,
era. Half the goalies were drunks in the 80s. The 70s. I mean, there were mental cases back then. Maybe a Peter Klima.
Peter Klima. All right.
I don't know. Even though he had Verbeek. a real drinking problem.
Paulie says, how about Verbeek? Verbeek
was a little edgy, too.
Yeah, the
but
rat.
At LaFontaine?
LaFontaine wasn't small. Anyway, I don't know.
Anyway,
I'll let you ladies go. Have a nice night. Happy New Year, buddy.
All right. Take it easy, Newman.
How are you?
Bye. The one and only John Newman. We're thankful for that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Martin St. Louis, it's so hard to tell. You can't say right now. Right now, he's a Peter Ferraro until he starts scoring some points. And who would talk about that?
Ferraro twins.
Is that part of your rant?
No. God, if you want to talk about the Ferraro brothers, have at it.
You have at it. You're the one who called me about the Ferraro brothers. You see those two idiots?
Yeah, the Ferraro. I don't know if you guys saw it the other night during the Islander game. They interviewed Chris and Peter Ferraro, in between, I think, the second and third period. And the two of them were talking, and one of them said something like, you know, they were talking about how they got about the start of their career, and then one of them said, "Oh, after my career started to subside," and I literally said out loud to the TV, "Oh, you mean later that month?" It's Ferraro brothers. I mean, the two of them combined played about 100. I think they had 122 NHL games combined. The Sedins, they ain't.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. And they got to see them there promoting some website or something. Why are they even on between periods? They're a dingleberry on the ass of the Ranger history. I mean, you know, they're so inconsequential. Who knows about them other than, like, you know, a couple of us. They were busts. Have you just been plugging his landscaping business in a couple of years? I mean, you know, let's plug some guys who are good on this.
Jessamine's car wash and tire care.
Exactly. I know. So, anyway, you got that. But that's always
Alma. Cuban stars.
Alma Toya.
Say hello to my friend.
I'm a teen. I don't know what's going on. All right.
Phone calls, if you guys want to call in, 646-478-4692. Phone lines are open. And I just wanted to bring this, Eddie, we kind of bring it back around. Eddie was talking about before, you know, the naysayers out there and the people that are still, you know, can't seem to get excited about this team. And I went and looked at the last year. Okay, we were 38 games into the season, right? And the Rangers are 22-14-2, 46 points. Last year at this point, at the 38-game mark, they were coming off that 3-2 loss to the Islanders in overtime, and they were 18-16-4. So, I mean, they're a good 8 points ahead of where they were last year, but to me it feels like 20 points.
Well, because they got a lot of points early. Remember last year?
Yeah.
They got up to that, but when I was drinking the Kool-Aid by the gallon?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what were they, 10-2, 7-2, and something like that?
10-2 at one point.
Yeah.
And then it all went horribly wrong. I mean, you look at the win against the Islanders, 7-2, a big win, a dominating victory. They're just, you know, the game against the Capitals 2 weeks ago, the game against the Penguins, there just weren't any fun wins like this last year. I mean, even when they won, there was no excitement watching the Rangers. And I'm sorry, I love them just as much, if not more than anybody. But there was no excitement in watching them. This year, it's a total turnaround. It's 8 points or 10 points, and it feels like 20.
I'm a different sort of cat when it comes to following my teams. And the Rangers, like, the wins and losses, of course, they matter to me. But am I proud to be a Ranger fan? I think I'm proud. I'm always going to be a Rangers fan, but do I feel pride that I could say this is what my team's about? And that's what I feel that I've been given for the first 35-odd games here, that I'm proud of the team. There are several players on this team that I root for. Actually, I root for everybody, but I have not just one favorite. It used to be either a Dubinsky or Callahan guy. Now, or girl. Now you could be Dubinsky, Callahan, Avery, you know, we had those Averys as well. Lundqvist, of course, the first four. But now we got people who love Prust. We got people who are Anisimov fans. We've got
Boyle.
People who really, what? Boyle? Boyle's Boyle. Gaining a lot of fans. My wife just officially switched from Avery girl to Boyle girl. Which,
wow.
She loves the dark features of one Brian Boyle. And then you have got people love Michael Sauer. I mean, they like him. He's young. You got Derek Stepan, like Costa said. A lot of people getting excited. There's Zuccarello, even though people have been following and waiting for him to come up. Andrew said when I mentioned the Prust with the Prustatarians. There are a lot of guys that Ranger fans are saying, he's my favorite, because there are a lot of guys giving their all right now. Now, whether it translates into a playoff berth, surely I want them to make the playoffs the way they're playing now. I mean, if they fall apart, I don't know what's going to cause them to fall apart because they have been getting injuries up the yin-yang. I mean, this team went virtually injury-free last year. They had a couple major injuries, and that was it last year. This year, they've been getting hammered every month with a guy going out for a month or two. And now you got Christensen on the shelf for 4 weeks. And now Zuccarello's got to step in. And then, you know, and the only downside to this whole thing, and I don't know if this is going to be part of your rant because it's one of the guys you dog, Chris Drury. What does he do? I'm going out. He's my Brian Boyle. What does he do? He's invisible.
Well you
I
know,
don't even notice. Is he back?
Well, you know, let me say this, okay? Chris Drury came back, and I told you this the other night, is that he came back, and I was afraid that he was going to upset the apple cart, so to speak, because the Rangers were a gritty, in-your-face kind of, you know, hard forecheck, you know, not taking guff from anybody type of team without him. And I was afraid that once he came back, the tone was going to change back to what we saw last year. Oh, the captain doesn't want us to take the, you know, blah, 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 blah. You heard that from Avery, you know, those type of things. And he hadn't done that. He was fitting in, filling his role, and I was okay with Chris Drury. But then last night, 2 minutes to go, 3 minutes to go, whatever it was, just like I told, I distinctly remember telling Paulie having this conversation on our show, takes a bad, stupid penalty towards the end of the game that the way that game was going could have been the difference. It could have been a tie game, and I don't get it. And then I heard from another Ranger blogger who ran into Drury with a bunch of other guys after the I guess it was after the Islander game. He ran into him in the players were headed for the subway. And he said to Chris Drury, he said, "Hey, nice game." And he said, Drury just gave him a dirty look and blew him off. So I'm back on the screw Chris Drury. How many days till that contract's up? He's right back on my shit list. I kind of left him. I was just kind of leaving him alone because they're playing well and everything's fine, you know. But the hell with Chris Drury. I'm done with him. But that's not my rant.
Drury's ass that he thinks if we say nice game, that means we're being sarcastic.
He's just
what, a... Everybody okay hates him?
Dick. How many times have I said to you, they interview him, and it just... He just looks like... He's so... Like, it's such a bother to him. He's the captain of the team. He should be the one being interviewed. He should be that... He comes off like a dick. He's got that look on his face all the time. He just... He's a dick. What?
Nothing. Mandel is going to beat me up after he hears this.
Why?
I just said, oh, you mean he's like Mandel?
Oh.
Sorry, man.
We all know Mandel has a sweet side.
He does.
I'm sure he does. I know he does. We've seen it on occasion.
All right, let's go back. Now, Trevor is just absolutely... He's invisible. I don't even notice him. He might as well be Todd White.
That's fine. That penalty just, oh, I was ready to, I was screaming at the TV when he took that penalty because that's all I could remember was telling Paulie last year he takes those bad penalties late in the game. He's got to be smarter than that. He's got to be. And I don't want to pick on them because they're playing well and I'm very happy with this team. But he just, that aggravated me to no end. Last night.
Yeah. And I'm saying this is the captain of our team taking stupid-ass penalties. What kind of example is this guy for the young guys? I mean, I didn't want to say it. I was like you. I was like, they're winning, you know, but he looked okay in that first game. But after that, he shows no jump. Just get his bitter ass out of here. Oh, I don't. After I heard that story, now I know it's all hearsay and all that, but it goes along the line of what we've been hearing and what we have been kind of surmising all the while. This guy's just a dick. I listen. Take your money. I wish Poster would say, count your millions, count your millions. Just go down to Hawks. I know he has an open movement clause. If I hear that one more time in my life, it won't be enough.
He has an NMC.
He has an NMC.
I'll tell you what, NMC, no more Chris. That's what MN, that's what my NMC is. No more Chris. No more Captain. Oh my God, Captain Clutch.
And the Rangers are in the conference finals.
And we love them. Who would I give the C? I know who I think they're going to give the C. You got to give it to Callahan.
I think it's already. I think it's Callahan's team. Even Dubinsky said. I was reading something one of the writers had, and he said, you know, he said Callahan's our heart and soul, but you know, he says we got to get along without him. You know, just because he's hurt doesn't mean you know we stop doing what we do. I think, I mean, really, from in my mind, watching this team through the first, you know, 35 or 33 games, whatever it was, without Chris Drury, I think it's Callahan's team as far as I can see. They look to him, you know, he's the heart and soul. It's his team. Drury's just keeping that sea warm for him as far as I'm concerned.
Man, has this play gotten not bad, or is this just he's missed a lot of time? I'm trying to make up all kinds of excuses for this guy, and I can't come up with it. Why?
NMC.
I don't know.
NMC.
Not that I want Captain Invisible to just completely suck. I want him to play well and get some clutch goals, but he takes
of course.
Penalty, and you're in my doghouse, and now how can I get, when you say, all right, I'm not going to rag on him, he's really on a short leash. And then he does something stupid like that, you throw him right in the pits.
But you know what? You know what, though, now that I think about it, maybe that's a nice way to you know, another nice comparison between this year and last year is because last year he took those bad penalties, and more often than not, it killed him. You know, it deflated them, and this year they were able to overcome it. So I don't know, maybe look at it that way, look at the silver lining. But, I can't wait until that contract's up. Can't wait.
You think he would prosper without the not depending on him to score now. There was a lot of pressure on him to get goals. When the Rangers weren't scoring, weren't, you know, really, you know, and they have a lot more, they're spreading the goal scoring around this year more. And what? He's shit in the bed again. Doing nothing. There's going to be a lot more spying and hemming and hawing with him to come because he's very frustrating.
Yeah, he is. But anyway, next week on the show, Chris Drury.
Yeah.
That would be entertaining.
Oh, yeah, he's a real pop. Sounds like he's...
He's almost as entertaining as talking to Mike Sullivan.
That was a good game you played, Chris.
Yeah. All right. Phone call 646-478-4692. We got an hour to go. If you guys want to get on the phone and give us a call. What else did we want to cover? We talked about Todd White going down. Dale Weiss coming back. Looking forward to seeing him play. We got a game tomorrow night. Rangers are headed to Florida to play the Lightning and the Panthers. And Tampa. Yeah, let me see. I'm checking the schedule. What do they got? Sorry, I was trying to look at the schedule. Tampa, Florida, Carolina, and then Dallas, and then they go to Dallas and St. Louis. So I'm going to have a little Midwestern swing. Now, real quick, fill us in because we haven't talked about this yet. You're going to Atlanta? Are you still doing that?
Yeah. I'll be in Atlanta. Well, I guess we'll do a live remote from the Phillips Arena, outside the Phillips Arena.
Okay, that's
January
12th? Saturday, January 22nd. I don't know. Maybe we'll do like 4:30 in the afternoon or something. We'll do a pregame show, and you guys will be live. You and Mandar, correct?
Mandar will be there along with Vinny Vasolino, who's also been in some of my videos. Will be there, And a couple of friends of mine will say, taking a road trip, and it should be fun.
It's a road trip, not a flight.
Right. It's a road trip. We are taking, we're kind of looking forward to. We're going to stop and pick up a friend of ours in D.C., then head down to where Mandar lives, pick him up, and then head down to Atlanta to watch the game.
They got Carolina 2 days before that Atlanta game. You could make it a whole Southern.
Yeah, I think with the work thing with several of the guys, they couldn't get that many days off. So, yeah, not everybody's like a Renaissance man like myself, but actually have commitments in their life. So,
very overrated.
I know. So it should be fun. I love that Dustin Byfuglien guy, man. I know it's easy to say, I love him, you look at his stats. He's a great fantasy guy if you have him, especially from the defensive position. But I just like his whole game and the amount of shots he's got. He must have the hardest shot in the league. I don't know. He certainly generates so much torque when he shoots. And there's some guys on Atlanta that I like. And, of course, I'll be rooting my heart against them. But I like to see the players that I like and the stars of the league, so to speak, up close. That's why I went to that stupid Island of Tampa game a couple months ago with the free tickets. I got to see Stamkos and Martin St. Louis and the great Dan Ellis. who seems to play like Eddie Jacquemin, not Eddie Jacquemin, Jacques Plante every time the Rangers play him. So that's as far as I go with that. Yeah, I'll be there on the 22nd, and we'll do a live thing, and hopefully we get the word out to the people in Atlanta to come on down if they're Ranger fans. We talk to Ranger fans in Atlanta with Southern accents. We'll do it live. Maybe we get a hot Southern belle chick with a Southern accent. Don't you think that's kind of cool when a girl has a Southern accent and she's all,
of course.
Whoa.
Of course.
Yeah.
Let's go Rangers, y'all. I love Dubinsky.
Catherine Bach will show up.
There you go, Catherine Bach. Duke
Hazard.
My
Daisy
God.
Duke. Back in the day. I love me some Dubinsky.
All right. You ready? You ready for a phone call? Tell you what,
sure.
We'll bring this call in, and then while we have that call on, we'll play those clips you uploaded.
Okay. I'm choking on my losses. Go ahead.
Careful. All right. We haven't done this for him in a while, so let's welcome him in proper.
Oh, the insanity.
What's going on, Paulie? How are you?
I'm doing great. I love the insanity. Hey, listen, I feel very privileged. I'm the only show host that comes on that actually has his own music, too.
Yeah, well,
that's some good stuff right there, man.
So, Merry Christmas to you, Paulie, and Happy New Year.
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
To you guys, too, as well, man. Absolutely. Looking forward to a fantastic new year, and I just wanted to make a couple of real quick comments. Getting back to talking a little bit about the Winter Classic, you know, it's funny how the caller was a little upset about, you know, the same thing with Crosby and Ovechkin. You know, and a couple of months ago, I had this same discussion on the show with Kotze and with a lot of fans. It's unfortunate, guys. You know, it's guys like us. We absolutely love the game. You know, we do shows. We talk about the Rangers. We talk about hockey. We watch the World Juniors, the whole nine yards. And the shame of it is the NHL just keeps shoving whatever they want to shove in our face, and we take it. And we take it because we have no choice. We have no outlet. We, you know, it's not like you got any other choice. And we've learned as fans to adapt to the game of hockey and the situation that Bettman has put us all in. to learn to you love the game so much, you got to deal with it. And it's a shame because I agree with you, Jim. I think you have some of the perfect ideas. I think, you know, a doubleheader. You know, one time a year on New Year's Day when nobody's doing nothing, everybody's waking up from their hangovers and there ain't much going on anyway, load up the TVs with, you know, a New Year's Day, maybe a noon 1 o'clock game and then maybe a 4 or 5 o'clock game, you know, filled with hockey and make it the hockey day. I think it's a great idea. I think it's a great marketable idea. I think it makes sense for the game. One game being an original six. That's awesome. It brings the old style fans back into it. And of course, you know, you want to showcase Crosby and Ovechkin and there are other great dynamic players in the game. And that's my problem with the NHL. Mouth, you were gracious enough to come on the show the other day. We spoke about it. There's no doubt Sidney Crosby is the best in the world. But that doesn't mean there aren't other exciting players out there. And I think that's, you know, that's part of what Gary Bettman has forced down our throat, that we have to believe that it's Ovechkin or Crosby and that's it. And it's not that way. You guys make great points. There's so many players out in the West that are dynamic. And should be showcased. I think the Sedin twins, for what they've done, they should be showcased. The marketing plan and what the NHL does to the fans is just it's too much, and I'm just so sick and tired of it.
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean,
one breath.
there are great players in the Western Conference, and even just other teams in the Eastern Conference that a lot of people don't know about because the NHL doesn't talk about him. I mean, like Eddie said before, you know, a guy like St. Louis doesn't get talked about much because he plays in Tampa. If he played in Montreal or Philly or Boston, you'd hear a lot. I mean, you'd hear a lot more about him. But he plays in Tampa, so the NHL they don't give a crap.
Right.
And you know, you got a lot of good young players. You know, like Getzlaff and Duchesne and Colorado, guys like that, Oh, how come his name just jumped out of my head? Hall in Edmonton. You know, I mean,
Pjarvi over there. I mean, you could show those guys off. Maybe as part of the doubleheader, you go with a team like that. I mean, you know, where this is the young faces of the NHL, probably the future superstars. You could show, but Detroit. I mean, you know, you're talking about you know, that's how hockey is. You know, when they're playing their best, that's how hockey is supposed to be played. But he is being driven by public relations and all kinds of other people and advertising instead of listening to what the hockey fan wants and desperately needs. And they're so out of touch with that. All they want is to bring in the old fans. And I'm telling you, new fans, and I've said this on several occasions, the guys that are my age and Jim's and Frosty's age, the guys we used to watch the game predominantly, we used to watch the games with, have given up on this sport.
Right.
They don't like the Bettman era NHL, and they don't watch anymore. So for every person they gain who may find the, ooh, Alex Ovechkin, he's the best. But what happens after that? Well, Crosby. And then does that get you into hockey so much that you're going to become say you live in Nashville, you're going to become a Predator fan because you saw that? I think
right.
For every guy they gain, they lose too. So I agree
right.
with you. They got to listen to the hockey fan and not to the advertising guys.
I want to ask you both this question, both because, Eddie, you're still out in New York, and I know, Jim, you moved out to Phoenix, and I'm over here in Tampa. And I want to ask this to you because it's important to me. First, Ed, I want to ask you, being in Long Island, being in New York, besides the consumption of what you do with hockey, is there any venue talking about the World Junior Championship being held in Buffalo in the United States right now?
The only exposure it got was when Emerson Edom complained about Buffalo on Twitter. Did you hear about that?
No.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
he put out a tweet that Buffalo sucks. There's nothing to do here. This place is worse than, what did he say? I think he said it's worse than Moose Jaw or something like that.
Yeah, it's worse than Moose Jaw.
And then there was a couple of Swedish bloggers that were there for the game, and they were bashing Buffalo how bad it was. That's the only exposure it's gotten. Is anti-Buffalo.
And that to me is an absolute shame. I mean, here in Tampa Bay, I can tell you right now, there's nobody, unless you're a diehard hockey fan like myself, there's nobody that even knows, for one, what the World Junior Championship is, for two, that it's going on right now. And I think a large part of that is the NHL is so glued inside their own little box that they don't realize that the World Junior Championship, when you start dealing with countries and things like that, this could help spur interest in the game of hockey. And it's our kids. Our kids are playing right now for a world title. And it's like nobody – I just don't get it. I'm so sick and tired. I really – again, I love the game, and unfortunately I'm stuck. It's like a bad marriage, and I ain't going anywhere. I love the game so much that I'll never leave it. I'll never leave it. But the unfortunate thing is I'm not satisfied as a fan. You know, and I think – a lot of ways, I think that's what we try to do on our shows. We try to feed the fans a lot more of what they're actually looking for. But it just kills me. And being here in Tampa, nobody knows about it. What about in New York, Ed? I mean, is there? There's got to be a little bit more talk.
No.
Really?
There isn't, because right now, in New York, it's still football. I mean, nobody's talking about hockey. You're barely talking about the Rangers.
Well,
I mean,
you didn't
have all the guys here showing up and with us here on the show and talking hockey. And these guys are all, everybody in the chat room listening, they all know the World Juniors are going. But the rest of the world, no. I mean, it's like the Little League World Series gets all this play. And when baseball season's going on, I mean, it's been around a while. But the World Juniors, this is national pride. And especially with the Winter Classic, with the exposure that they've been, ramming down our throats with that, there's no room for the juniors. They completely blew them off the map with the World Winter Classic.
Paulie, this kind of, you might find this funny. We have, Blue Shirt Banner is part of SB Nation, okay? And SB Nation also has regional sites. They have one for New York, they have one for Chicago, Boston, so on and so on. And it's kind of like a hub for all the teams to kind of put together all the sites and everything. And they did a story on SB Nation New York 2-3 days ago. The top 10, vote now for the top 5 sports stories in New York for 2010. So, they wanted us to plug it, which I did, and I go and I'm reading all the different nominees that you can vote on. And there's no Rangers story. There's no Islanders story. And there's the only Devils story is about them signing Kovalchuk. And I'm thinking, okay, now you want to kind of, I know the Rangers and the Islanders are not the most compelling story, but you should at least have something in there just to show the variety, and at least, it's kind of just a way of, keeping the Rangers' name in there, you know what I'm saying? They had the Nets in there, the New Jersey Nets being sold to Russian, whatever the guy's name is that bought the team. I'm like, who cares about the Nets? I put it on Blue Shirt Banner. You could read it. I said, the Rangers have won more games this season than the Nets did the entire year, both seasons put together. I said, how are they a story? Nobody cares about them. I said, nothing about the Rangers, them going to a shootout, the season ending. At least put it in there. Let people say, hey, at least we care a little bit about the Rangers. But so on my own network, I can't get love. So I said, and I even said, that's the life of a hockey fan. What can you do?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Paulie, it's just the way it is.
Right.
I think, as much as I despise everything ESPN has become, unfortunately, I really think that was the downfall of the league. A lot of their marketability was losing, was walking away from ESPN or letting ESPN walk away from them, whatever it was.
Right.
Versus doesn't do an awful job with showing the games, but Versus is Versus and ESPN is ESPN.
Right,
exactly.
Because
if you could stand to sit through an episode of SportsCenter, they talk about They'll show you basketball highlights. They'll show you NASCAR highlights. They'll show football highlights. They'll show baseball highlights. Why? Because they show basketball. They show NASCAR. They show football. They show basketball or baseball. It's all
right.
Self-interest. And it's the same thing for hockey. They don't show hockey, so they don't show. I couldn't believe it when I was in Houston for the Giants game, and I sat and watched SportsCenter, and actually showed it was the day Derek Stepan scored his hat trick. I couldn't believe it was on ESPN.
Right.
It was the first time I'd heard the words New York Rangers mentioned on ESPN in 10 years, probably.
Right.
And unfortunately, I really think that played a big part in it. And I think eventually those two will get back together, but you know, there's been some damage done. I mean, ESPN's got, you know, God, how many networks they can show hockey on? Whereas, you know, ask me what channel Versus is on my cable, I still can't tell you. You know, I couldn't tell you. I got to scroll for it every time.
Yeah, I know. It's a sad day for the hockey fan, the true hockey fan. And
well, I think unfortunately. I mean, unfortunately, but for you know, as great as America is, in a way, I wish I lived in Canada for the hockey season. You know what I'm saying? Because that's where it's treated with the reverence that we all believe it should be in. It's put number one before everything. There's junior games, there's bantam games, there's
there's the OHL. You got hockey 24/7.
I mean,
right. I totally agree, Jim. I agree the whole thing with ESPN, and I have to say, I mean, as much as ESPN has done their own thing and left the game of hockey, I think that on the business side of the NHL, I think this is what bothers me the most, guys. And I'm going to do my best to try to explain this as quick as possible. On the business side of the NHL, it bothers me the fact that the marketing plan just sucks donkey nose, okay? I picked an article out. It was talking about the GM meetings that they had here in West Palm, okay? And Dave Chekets from the Blues, who's a good guy. I mean, we loved him as Ranger fans, you know? He's like, the interview, I wanted to puke. He's like, oh, Gary Bettman's doing a great job. You know, he's done, the game is growing, everything's, I'm like, dude, are you kidding me? The game is in the worst shape it's been in 20 years. The marketing plan is a joke. We're lucky we could get the Olympics on Channel 8 on a Sunday at 5:45 because there ain't nothing on but Rocky repeats. I mean, it's the most ridiculous thing we've ever seen. But the thing that bothers me the most is the marketing plan is not there. Gary Bettman has done nothing to really push this game above and beyond in areas where it should filter through. And I really think that, I agree, ESPN is huge. I think coming into this summer, if Gary Bettman doesn't get some kind of deal done with ESPN, because ESPN doesn't want to go full-time with hockey until they figure out what hockey is and what's going on. But you got to get something done with them. You can no longer have a pissing match with the biggest sports network in the world. You can't continue to do that. That's terrible marketing. Sometimes you've got to swallow a little to get more. And the bottom line is this. If they don't go to ESPN and they don't start flooding the market and they don't start talking about the World Juniors and they don't market more teams and do more things that they can do, the game is going to continue to be, if you look up sports, you have to search for hockey. They got tennis, they got basketball, they even got soccer and everything else above the game of hockey. It's like it's not even a sport.
Well, I mean, you know, the other thing
has to do with marketing.
Yeah, well, you know, the other thing is, Paulie, and I've said this before on a show and we've talked about it, but you know, the NHL never had a better opportunity to market itself than it did in 1994. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a Ranger fan and this is a Rangers show, but hockey, the country was wrapped up in that Stanley Cup. The Rangers were a sports story. They weren't just a hockey story. They were a sports story. They had that story had nationwide appeal. The NHL was never more popular. And they blew it by locking out the teams. They blew it.
Yeah,
they absolutely blew it. I mean, if there was, if there was any doubt that hockey was on top of the world at that point, I will never forget for as long as I live. It was a month or two later. They had the MTV Awards in New York. They brought out Mark Messier and Brian Leetch on the stage to present an award, and the MTV crowd started chanting, "Let's go Rangers." I'll never forget that for as long as I live. I mean, if that doesn't show you the popularity that hockey had, and they blew it. And then when the lockout came back, then you had the Devils, and it was boring, awful hockey. I'm sorry. It just was, and it just killed everything. It really did. And hockey went right back down in the dumps, and they still really have never recovered. And they probably never will until you might get another good story out of the Rangers or, you know, a couple other teams. But, you know, as it stands right now, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But they blew that opportunity 16 years ago.
Yep.
They really did. It was very short-sighted.
I totally agree. Absolutely.
Well, I am. It's a shame we can't go back now, and maybe somebody will run over Bettman. That's all we can pray for, because we really need Paulie, seriously, in all seriousness, he gets booed at every public event.
Right.
The ex-players hate him. I'm not sure the owners even like this guy. How could a guy be so vilified and so hated, and he still sticks around? He's like, for the Rangers fan, we have an owner like that, and James Dolan, who's terrible and horrible, and it's doubly more because the commissioner of this league is absolutely clueless and stupid, and, you know, again, it's had a reign that's lasted way too long, and I want to see the numbers. I want to see the increase in fans year after year. It hasn't happened. You cannot convince me. They've lost more than they've gotten. You can see it with a lot of these teams. Granted, the economy is bad as well, but still, the teams have not been, increasing their attendance and over the new rules and all these, you know, all the nonsense that he's implemented have not increased anything. So he's dropped the ball on several accounts, and he really should be gone. He should be gone.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's just a debacle. The whole Colin Campbell thing, the whole. And I tell you one other thing that I can't stand. I'm so sick and tired of these sticks. Listen, if you're gonna play with a stick and it breaks, it's your fault. It's nobody else's fault. This is the most ridiculous thing. Slashing sticks and they break in half. It's automatic 2 minutes. This is the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life. I just think it's dumb. These sticks, they shatter when you look at them. I don't care how much torque there's in, whatever it is, it doesn't really matter to me. If I was a coach, I'd tell each and every player, you better have a wood stick available. That's all I can say. You better have one available. I'm
get
serious.
Get me a Milek.
They're stronger than the shit that they're using right now. And I think it really frustrates me because this is the kind of stuff that guys like us, we got to choke this shit down, man. We're choking this stuff down. You slash a stick, you look at a stick, it breaks in half. You're eating penalty minutes. It's stupid. It's just dumb.
Yeah. Paulie comes on our show. He's cursing. He's ranting. He's raving.
I love it. I like it.
He cuts loose. That's why he likes coming on here. He doesn't have to run the switchboard. He don't have to watch the chat room. He just gets on here and he just goes. Paulie, we got a couple other calls on the line. You want to stay with us or I'll leave it up to you?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. I'd love to stay here.
Okay. Hang on. Let me bring on another call. 631-974, you're on the air. Who's this?
Yeah, it's the crazy guy.
What's going on, Mr. President of the Gary Bettman Fan Club?
Mania!
What's going on, Costa?
May I offer a counterpoint?
Okay.
Paulie, the NHL is not the be-all, end-all of the sport of hockey. There's the AHL, there's college, there's the World Juniors, and the list goes on and on. The NHL is not the be-all, end-all. It's the top of the heap, yes, but it's not the be-all, end-all.
You're very, right, but it is the best league, or used to be, the best league in the world with the greatest talent in the world. And I believe I have that right to say, if it is going to be the best and you're going to have the best players, let's play this game the way it's supposed to be played. Listen, I have no problem watching the Ham and Eggers. I actually enjoy ham and egg hockey because it's really where it all comes from.
But I enjoy ham and eggs.
Yeah.
I like
when
ham.
When you're the best league in the world with the most dynamic talent in all the world has, I want this game to be represented properly. That's my issue, Cuss.
No, but like I said before, yes, the NHL is the top of the heap. It's the top of the food chain, but it's not the be-all, end-all.
Well,
yeah,
well, I get what you're saying, but where are you going to get coverage? Where? Tell me what channel I can watch. Tell me what channel I can watch an AHL game on. Tell me what channel I can watch an OHL game on. Tell me what channel I can watch an ECHL game on, and I'll watch it.
Can I say something? The hardcore fans are going to stick around no matter what.
Right.
That's the thing. The casual fans, you know what? If it was up to me, I'd tell them to take a hike. Because the hardcore fans are gonna spend the most money on the product. The casual fans aren't going to spend jack shit on hockey.
All right, Coach, so let me ask you this. Okay?
Yes.
You're a bottom-line guy, and you hold steadfast. Now, say Donald Fehr and the NHL, they come to a halt and they strike. Are you going to still be a hockey fan if the NHL goes on strike?
Let me tell you something right now. I'm going to tell you something right now. If it means losing another season, as long as Bettman is gone, I don't care. If it means Bettman gets fired, I'll lose a season. I don't care. I'll watch AHL. I'll watch college. I'll watch the World Juniors because I know where to find it on the internet.
Okay,
ooh.
But how about if Bettman doesn't get fired? You
well,
watch?
I'll probably still watch, but I'm not going to spend max money on it. I'm not going to spend my money on it.
All right. Yeah, that's where I am. That's where I'd be.
Bring back the WHA.
Yeah.
Huh.
The Houston Aeros.
I know.
I mean, the only reason why Bettman's still around is because he got what the owners wanted, the salary cap. But you know what? They're still spending like drunken sailors. So didn't do jack. Didn't do jack shit.
Year. What's the All right. Let me ask you. I want to ask you three guys this question. Okay. If I can remember it. All right, here's the question. I forgot the question. Oh, my God. I had a good question I was going to ask you guys. What the hell was it about?
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Okay, here's my question. Do you guys... I'll admit that one. That was fun. All right, now, do you guys give a rat's behind whether the NHL brings in new fans, or are you let me put it this way. Do you care if the NHL brings in new fans to a sport you love, or just keep it the way it is, and you have, how do I explain this? It's your personal thing. You know the game is good. You enjoy it the way you enjoyed it, rather than being kind of, and maybe this is going to kind of coach your answers, but the way it's being homogenized for the masses. Would you rather see more fans embrace what you love, or just keep it the way it is, and the people who like it? Because I'm kind of like, I want to keep it as, I don't care if some guy in Atlanta or in the Appalachian Mountains gets to see a rain.
Amen, brother.
I don't care about the South. I don't care about anybody else. I think if you love the game because there's something that got you into it, And I don't care about getting the NASCAR audience like hockey. I don't.
Amen. Amen, brother. Amen.
Well, let me ask you this though. If by broadening the audience and broadening the fan base and turning new people onto the sport, might that not get more kids playing hockey and possibly eventually raise the talent level? You'll get eventually, if you have a whole new wave of kids playing hockey coming into the league that might not have played hockey otherwise?
Yeah.
Or
Well,
I'm just trying to make a.
Let me put it this way. If
Frosty said F the kids.
George Clooney.
All right, F the kids.
Let me just say this. In Tampa, if there are 20,000 hockey fans in Tampa and they're hardcore, you know, everything, and let's say every year they get maybe 1,000, like 1,000 more, I'm happy with that. I'm happy with that.
Here's where I believe, and the, you know what? I want to go back to something that we discussed because this is very important to me. First of all, I absolutely want to see the game grow. There's no doubt about that in my heart and mind for several different reasons. For one, to me, it is the greatest game in all the world. I mean, it's just the talent level in the sport of hockey, even at the watered-down level that we have now, is so much greater than any other game because it has the elements of each and almost every game. It has the elements of baseball with the hand-eye coordination. Deflecting a puck, guys, is not very easy, especially when it's coming at you at around 92, 97 miles an hour. To deflect a puck is very difficult. It's like trying to hit it with a, it's like trying to hit a baseball with a bat. Okay? You got the athleticism compared to really no other game than maybe soccer and football. I mean, you have some tremendous footballs. And you can even say, if you feel that basketball has a great athleticism, basketball has that one-on-one element that hockey brings, okay? Hockey also brings the physical element that you can compare to football. And there's been plenty of football players who said, wow, these guys really do take a beating. Because it's not one game in 8 days, guys. It's 2, 3, 4, you know, 5 games and 6 nights, whatever it is. These guys take an absolute beating traveling at crazy speed. So it holds every element of the game. But before I get off on a tangent on that, my point is this. I want the game to grow because I believe it's the greatest game in the world. Second of all, to be honest, I think I can make a living in the game. To be third honest, the situation with the game of hockey to me, what bothers me the most about this, if you listen to who I think is probably one of the best, he's probably not the smartest man in the world, but he's one of the smartest men in the game of hockey.
I'm going to tell Kotze you said that.
With Don Cherry. Grapes is one of the smartest guys, and I played that clip several times. Listen, you can grow this game without giving up anything and actually turning this boat around back to what helped this game become what it was. You come down south, Gary Bettman, wake up. Wake up. Grapes told him straight out of the bat. He said, what are you, insane? People down here, this is football country. Bring in the physical part of the game. Allow these guys to throw the body around. Allow the fights to happen once again because it's getting ridiculous. It really is just getting ridiculous the way they're treating the game of hockey. But people like that stuff, especially in the southern part of the country. They love this is football country. Grapes has got it. He is the guy for the job. Why he doesn't have the job? Kotze seems to think he don't want the job, he's loaded, he does his little thing, he's happy. But you can't tell me he don't love the game enough that if he was put into a position, he wouldn't turn this freaking game around. I almost slipped there. He would not turn this game around, and it would become in the top five, and that's what I'm really looking for. You'll always have baseball, you'll always have football. I think hockey's right there. I think hockey's just as it should be in the top 4 to 5. And I think if you have the right minds promoting the game, I'm sorry, guys. Tampa would explode if you brought hockey back to where it was. Like, I don't know if you heard the interview. It was fantastic, though. He said, Commissioner, are you out of your mind? Have you lost your mind? Bring my boys, the old Bruin boys, the bullies down there. Bring that kind of hockey into Florida, into Atlanta, into Tennessee. And I bet you the numbers will grow. And you know what? I think he's right. I think he's right.
Well, you know, it's a different... See, and I listen. I respect the old-timers, and they have a lot. You know, they know what they're talking about, certainly, on a lot of issues. Because they're not, you know, they're nuts and bolts people. They speak their minds, and they're direct. You know, they have, you know, I don't think there are enough players left in this league to even field a team like those teams. Most of these kids are not very...
No, I agree.
You know what I'm saying? They didn't come through... You know, you hear the stories about Ron Gresham and his father. His father was a tough individual who was a no-nonsense type of guy. Today, they all go to these hockey camps, and they're all, you know, the moms driving them back. It's a different culture. But you're right. So I guess the answer to my question is you care about the continued or, you know, you want hockey to develop on a nationwide basis on the United States. Whereas to me, you know what? It's like my favorite bands. I always love a band, love their music, but once they get popular, it loses something for me. I like them better when they were my own little kind of secret. And that's the way I feel about hockey. Because what's happened is that through this trying to make it more of a appealing to the national audience, it's become watered down and it's become sad. Now, I'm not saying it can be that's the wrong way, Bettman. It can be done the right way. But right now, with Bettman, as long as he's driving this bus, I'm not going to be on it as far as
I agree with you. I agree with you 100% there. Absolutely agree with you. That's why I said I'd love to see it grow, but I want to see it grow the right way with the right hockey minds. And I'm sorry, man, I really think if you've ever listened to Don Cherry talk about the game of hockey, and I know he's flighty and flighty and yeah, he's kind of weird and stuff, but when it comes down to the nuts and bolts of the game of hockey, there's not many out there, guys, that are better, smarter, and really know the game inside and out, up and down, very intimately, the way Don Cherry does.
I would agree with you there.
Oh, no, I like Don. Don's a little, you know.
Yeah, I like Don, too.
Yeah. You see the...
I'd love to get him on here one night for an hour, that's for sure.
Oh, my God.
all right. Well, listen, Paulie, I'm gonna get a couple other calls in.
Yeah. Guys,
but,
have a great night.
And Tolkien, take care, my friend.
Happy New Year, buddy.
Have a great
New
Year. Appreciate it. Keep it going.
All right. Talk to you on the other side.
All right. Bye.
Bye. The great Paulie D. All right. 519-496, you're on Blue Shirt Banner Radio. Who's this?
You know who it is.
No, I don't. Oh, Cutter.
That's Margaret Hurley?
What's going on, Cutter? I didn't recognize your number. Usually your number comes up, swear to God, usually your number comes up on the switchboard with a Canadian flag next to it. That's how I know it's you. Tonight it did not.
Yeah, right.
I'm not kidding.
I can see that.
So what's going on, Cutter? What's happened?
Not too much, I guess.
Yeah, how about those Leafs?
Yeah, I get the joke. Don't worry.
What?
You're killing us here, Cutter.
So what's Am going I? On?
Yeah, we're hitting the wall harder than Pelly Lindbergh here.
Pelly Lindbergh?
I'll try it this way. So what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, a lot is actually on my mind. That's why I called.
Okay, how about you let us know what's going on?
Oh.
Okay. So, Rangers are doing good, I guess.
You guess? Islanders, you must have been happy. You don't like the Islanders. You know, you got some Ranger blood, and you are from Kitchener, home of the Kitchener Rangers. So that's all
true.
You mind. How is Kitchener doing this year?
Pretty decent. I believe we're leading our division.
That's pretty decent in my book. Okay, what else is on your mind, my friend?
My yummy, yummy cupcake! Yummy, yummy cupcake! Fuck that! Fuck that shit!
See, that's the
you
kind of cutter we like.
That's the cutter we want.
That's the cutter we want. The
angry
rapper.
I feel like we're having a fireside chat here.
Okay.
Right. Well, I know the World Juniors are upon us, and States won.
Yeah. Now, is it this game or the next game? If they win, they've got a bye to the semifinals.
That's tomorrow afternoon when we play Sweden.
Ah. Okay.
So, as luck would have it, one of Sweden's best players may be out of the game. Landeskog has a high ankle sprain, which is good for Canada but bad for the Rangers because he plays.
Hello?
Hello?
Did we lose you, Cutter?
No, I'm right here.
Oh, there you are. It was a long pause, and I couldn't tell if you were still there.
No, because I didn't say anything.
Gotcha. All right, Cutter, what else you got? They want me to blow you up, buddy. You got to come with something. They're calling for the boom.
Okay, so... A lot of you probably have Twitter calls, right? I mean, Twitter accounts.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. I do.
So I'm wrestling with the idea of getting a Twitter account so that you guys can get into my insight, you know?
Oh, oh. Okay. Oh, well, if it's anything like it was in the last 5 minutes, I think you got you're going to get a lot of followers.
I know. Anything in the last 5 minutes. I understand.
Why don't you get one?
Oh,
why not?
Hold on. Right. One quick thing. I was out book shopping today, and as luck would have it, at the big megastore Chapters, there was a copy of 100 Ranger Greats.
Oh!
Yeah, it's. I know they did a signing up in Toronto.
Pat Hickey.
Well, I suppose.
Yeah, with Pat Hickey, that's right. Did you get a copy?
No, I'm not. No, I thought about buying the book, but any book that has heroin, cocaine, Larry Popeye in it is stupid.
All right, I had to blow you up. You insult the former Ranger. Hired by Emil Francis. I had to blow you up. Sorry, Cutter. We love you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Larry Levine is...
Make sure you follow me on Twitter, at Blue Shirt Banter. I can't wait. All right. Zach?
How's it going?
Pick us up, brother.
Okay.
No Rammstein.
No, I'm not going to bring the music up. Don't worry. No, I got some good news at the NHL store. They're going to keep me past the season.
You're permanent, like?
Permanent, part-time, yeah.
Very
thank
nice.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so I get to deal with all the mayhem and misery that the customers bring me.
Oh, no. Come on.
I just got to deal with a lot of customers and a lot of folding, and it's getting a bit hectic, but hey, I guess I enjoy it. I saw Brian Mullen at the store the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I mentioned that on the Instigator show yesterday.
Oh.
I only mentioned it there because you guys take forever to have a next show. And I figured you wouldn't want me back. I figured you didn't want me back on the air after my whole spiel the other week.
Well, it's not that we take forever to have another show, but we have to, you know, we don't want to have a show on the night when the Rangers are playing, and we don't want to do a show on Tuesday night because that's Paulie's night. So,
that's very true.
So we have to, you know, we have to accommodate. Next week, I don't know, we'll either be on, here's Eddie. Eddie, are you back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
what happened?
I think it was the modem.
Oh. All right. So Zach, we have to, you know, plan accordingly. I think, Eddie, next week the Rangers play Wednesday and Friday. Do you want to do a Monday show or do you want to wait till Thursday again?
We'll do Monday.
All right, so we'll do a Monday show next week. Dun, 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 dun.
Zach, I'm actually going to miss that show because I got work.
Oh. See, now we have the Monday night show is fun because then we have the Cosell rant we could play and. You know, Monday night, you know, it's good stuff. Hopefully it'll be a little warmer.
I'm going to be missing both Monday. I might be tuning into the Tuesday show, but I'm definitely missing the Monday because of work.
What time are you working until?
Until 10.
You should have them put the show on in the store.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, they'll love that.
I don't think Xander would like that very much.
Is there a phone at the front cashier? What do they call it, the cash wrap? They have a phone
the
up
register,
there?
Yeah, but I can't have the phone on the entire
dial
time.
Dial into the show and then put it on speakerphone, Zach. That would be
no,
like...
you don't want to get fired.
Jim,
be
just
like,
because Bettman gave you credentials to go to the draft in Los Angeles this past year doesn't mean you'll be able to get into the NHL store this way. So,
Zach, that would be like when the guys run up, when the people are doing the news and people run up behind them and go, Baba Booey, Baba Booey, Baba Booey. You play in the show. On the phone system in the NHL store, that would be Zach. You would
get the kid fired. You don't want to
get
fired
immediately.
The NHL store.
We'd make you a co-host
immediately. Oh,
it's not like he's working at Ferguson.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of the NHL store, and you might get a kick out of this. This is actually going into the category bashing Deb Placey.
They have the
XM show. And they're doing it live from Heinz Stadium because that's where they're going to have the game, and so Deb Placey's there as well, and they were talking about, you know, the Rangers possibly hosting the Winter Classic next year because it should have been done this year, so they throw out the usual stadium, and Don LaGreca said it for the Rangers, for them to host it, has to be Yankee Stadium, and then Deb Placey goes on and says, why not have it in Central Park? I think it would be perfect. You got the ice skating rink there. All the people like to go to this game. We could set up some bleachers there for the people to see, so they could do it at Walman Rink. I heard that. I was about ready to grab his T-shirt.
You put 80,000 people at Central Park. It's not like Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
She's a dunce.
She's a bum.
A two-faced dunce.
30 years old on TV, but 60 years old in person.
Central
Park for the game.
shut the hell up.
Well, while we're on it for crazy ideas, I say next year, whoever the teams are, let's have the Winter Classic on the moon, just for shits and giggles.
Yeah, exactly.
It could be done. Put some ice on the moon.
It could be done. Let's have it in the college.
Chick cannot hold his smoke. That's what it is.
On the moon?
Can't hold his smoke.
The chick can't hold his smoke. That's what it is.
Adam Say, next week on Blue Shirt Banner Radio, Deb Placey.
Of course. She has an open invitation.
She can call in my usual time slot.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't want that. Central Park. Is she out of her head? How are
she
you going to have a hockey put up some bleachers? This isn't some high school baseball or football game. We're talking
If you have the New York Islanders versus the Atlanta Thrashers, then you could have all the Nordiques fans fill up the bleachers. It's fine.
Shut up, hey. It's a disaster area. Are you kidding me? Drunk Ranger fans wandering Central Park for days in the freezing cold. People would die. It would be the whole thing.
Well, good news on the job, Zach. I'm very happy about that.
Yeah,
and
thank
give
you
Devin,
very much. Thank
give
you very
Devin
much.
And Stan our best.
John G. Known's there sometimes, and the last time I was there, he Yeah, he does the All Access show. He doesn't do the XM thing. He just does the BlackBerry All Access. And there was one day, there was one day that they were filming. What?
His nickname is From the Side.
You'll find this fight.
Gabbert works his way in left side. The backhand shot is stopped in front. Rebound by Christensen. The red light went on, but the Rangers continue to dig at the pocket. Was on the back of the net and not in it. Goal judge mistaken. Christensen back in front. He scores. And there's a score from the side. So persistence pays off for Erik Christensen. 28 seconds apart. Early here in the second. Now a breakaway for Gabbert. He's in alone. He deeps. He shoots. He scores from the side. Here comes Fedotenko. Right side. Slides it through. Boyle scores from the side. Angle stopped by Javi Bulin. And there's a score from the side. Artem Anisimov. And it's 4-2 Rangers. Those two statistics, 2-2. Gagne the giveaway. Gabbert slides it across. Christensen open. Back for Gabbert, who scores. Well, Frolov was on the ground as well. Both had their stick there from the side. It's 5-2 Rangers with 4.8 seconds left as Alex Frolov gets to celebrate. Forget Marian Gabbert has two in the game. Maybe the Rangers looking for a hat trick. Here's Frolov down the middle. He scores. And there's a score from the side. Another giveaway inside the Edmonton zone, and Alex Frolov scores his second of the night. It's 6-2 Rangers. Roy, Michael Sauer as well. That one in front, and they score again from the side. Taylor Hall along the boards. Now the breakout for Gabbert.
From the side.
He's in on a breakaway. Marian Gabbert scores. It's a hat trick from Marian Gabbert from the side.
I'm still here.
you have way too much free time on your hands.
No, we didn't do that. Somebody else did that. Eddie happened to find it, and we watched it last night. It's really funny.
That was the game that Newman and I were at, the 8-2 game against the Oilers.
Yeah.
But when I was at the store and they were doing the show, he was saying, "All right, now we're going to feed it to what's his name, Joe Bettinati." Doing some Ovechkin calls and whatnot. And then they cut the camera, and then he's just doing his Joe Bettinati impersonations. And you could tell he just doesn't like him at all.
I wanted to tell you guys, but oh, wait, hold on. Got Eddie back. Eddie, are you back?
I got disconnected from the side.
Wait. You guys, all right, listen, I'm going to tell you guys a quick story, but I'm not going to name names. But if you're a long-time listener to the show, you'll know what I'm talking about. You guys are talking about Derek Stepan's mom, okay? And she is very attractive. However, there is a player on the New York Rangers whose aunt is a occasional listener to this show and an occasional poster on Blue Shirt Banter, okay? I have had email conversations with her, and I actually had a phone conversation with her because she's not real comfortable with emailing. She accidentally sent me a picture of herself last week. She makes Derek Stepan's mom look like Martha Ray. She is absolutely gorgeous, and that's all I'm going to say.
Now, are you sure that's his aunt?
Yes. Yes.
Sure.
Wow.
Yeah. Do you know who I'm talking about? Because I know you and I. Yeah.
I saw the picture.
That's right. I did say. Okay. Yes. That is his aunt. Yes. And she is
25.
Yeah. Well, that's not impossible.
Yeah. I think we're going to want to see evidence.
Facebook friends with you?
She is not.
I think I'll post it on my Facebook. How about if I do it?
Are you sure?
Did
he accidentally send you a picture?
But, and keeping with the theme of the conversation, maybe that picture is just something we should keep to ourselves, and we don't want a whole lot of people seeing her.
You mean on the side?
She's really hot
from the side. Yeah, Blue Ranger said, is she hot? Hotter? From the side!
Zach, I'm going to let you go because we only got about 5 minutes to go, and I got two things I want to do before the end of the show.
Come to the store tomorrow, 9 to 3, and Happy New Year, everybody.
All right, Happy New Year,
Zach.
We'll talk to you next week.
Take care, my friend.
Have a good night, guys.
Bye. All right. Now, last night during the game, first of all, I don't think, you know, we pick on the MSG broadcast a lot. We pick on those guys. But I don't think I've ever heard a worse broadcast, I don't know, than last night's. Joe Micheletti was sucking the devil's teat from the opening drop of the puck. Oh, Sam, how much does this team miss Zach Parise? Oh, Sam, this would be a totally different team with Parise. Oh, they don't play like the worst team in hockey, do they, Sam? Well, you know what? The Rangers got injuries too, Joe. But nobody's, how much better would this team be with Vinny Prospo? How much better would this be with Ryan Callahan? Injuries are a part of the game, you jackwagon. Get used to it. He was, oh, my God, I couldn't stand.
You know,
and how many times did they have
to
show
a great player? Well, he is a great player, Joe. Oh, I think he's even a great player. I think he's in the top five in the league. What?
And how many times did they have to show us Sidney Crosby during the game last night? Here's Sidney Crosby sitting on the bench, his point scoring streak. He's taking on the Islanders. Who cares? I don't care. I don't give a crap if he scores 50 points. He is probably number one most hated other opposing team player, maybe except for Brodeur. You don't keep showing him. Nobody cares. I'm trying to watch the Rangers.
I'm not having a goddamn pity party for the Devils and the loss of Zach Parise. Who gives a shit?
Exactly.
They're out of the playoffs with Jacques LeBanc for the third time. It's a Ranger broadcast. Act like you're announcing a game for the Rangers for a change. I agree with you. I agree.
From the side, it was absolutely a terrible broadcast last night. Horrible.
The next clip we'll play real quick. What is this idiot Micheletti with Gabbert in his groins? The last time I checked, you only had one groin and two balls. All right? You don't have groins. You have four balls.
Here we go.
What this idiot says.
All right.
Of course, Marion Gaborik missed the last game because of a groin problem. This was Marion Gaborik in tonight's pregame warm-up, stretching out, trying to get loose. Checking out those groins, making sure they were loose. Checking out those groins, checking out those groins, checking out those groins, checking out those groins.
Checking out those groins? What
checking
is
out
wrong
the
moron?
He has big thighs.
It's a next lesson.
Oh,
what
God. They're ridiculous. All right. Before we go, I wanted to read this last week, but we got an email from a listener and a reader, and it was a really nice email, and I was going to read this last week and didn't get a chance, so I want to get this in before the show's over, and we'll be back with you guys Monday night, and I know some of you want us Thursday night next week, and maybe we'll do two shows. I don't know. Eddie and I will talk about it real quick. Hi, Jim. I just wanted to write something for the holidays. I'm a longtime Ranger fan and ex-season ticket holder from Brooklyn. I go under the username. I'm not going to read the username. I was lucky to be there in 1994, Section 415. I'm now living in Texas, so it's great to hear Ranger talk or hockey in general. I was diagnosed with cancer about a year ago, and in that time I did not have much to laugh about. But you and Eddie managed to make me laugh through all the hard times. It's great to hear you guys. It's like we're sitting on a stoop shooting the shit with your friends, even if I'm just listening to the show. I try to listen live, but my chemo kicks in, so I listen the next day or when I feel better, but I do not miss the show. I also go back a while with this team. I'm 50, and I hope to be around for the next cup. You guys keep up the great work. Thanks for lifting my spirits. Happy holidays to all, and let's go Rangers. Just an unbelievable email, and I wanted to share it with you guys, and I know he's out there listening. And I hope you're doing better, and all the best in 2011. That email really, really meant a lot to me, and I made the mistake of reading it in front of a bunch of people, and I really shouldn't have done that because my eyes were seriously watering as I was reading that email. I'm glad you appreciate our show, And I'm Eddie and I are very happy that we're bringing some laughs to you. So all the best in 2000. Eddie, happy New Year to you, my friend. It's always a
happy
pleasure.
Happy New Year to you and all our Ranger fans. We love you.
We love you guys. All the best, and we will see you Monday night at 8 o'clock. Happy New Year. Be safe.
Take care. From the side.
From the side. It's a nice
happy
email.
From the side.
That email came on my BlackBerry, and I just happened to be out to lunch with people I work with, and I'm sitting there reading it. And my hands were shaking. I was like, "Oh my God!"
Yeah,
I mean,
that is
just, you know, it's things like that. You know, just the fact that you know somebody really appreciates. It's like you can't. I told them. I said that's one of the best Christmas gifts I could ever ask for is your email. I said, you know. I'm gonna send Adam Rader a message and see if maybe I can get him a book or something. See what we can do.
Yeah.
So
forward the letter to me. I want my wife to read it.
I will. I'll send it to you right now.
All right, brother.
Good show. Another
good
fast
show.
2 hours of my life.
Yes.
So I don't know if you want to do. There seem to be some back and forth Monday and Thursday. I'll do Monday and Thursday if you want to do it. If not, we could just do Monday.
Yeah, we could do Monday and Thursday, too.
I mean, they only have one game between Monday and Thursday, but it's not like we can't find stuff to talk about, so.
We could play that from the side thing now.
Yeah. That's,
they've gone over.
Yeah, that's the new bit.
Yeah, you can play that. It's on his dead air.
All right.
All right, take care.
Have a happy new year, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, brother.
All right, bye.